The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
The Second Amendment, like all other rights, is not absolute.
Shit is gonna go down.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
Would that include a bullet from this gun?
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Full Normith.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 29, Hundo, and 14 of the Daily About the Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, Bishas, Booshas, Bustas, Hustlers, and Yahoos? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2, flexing on all you Bishas.
The fucking Catalina one.
All right, fam, what's going on? Welcome to the Sunday Fun Day Red, White, and Swole Q and Anus. Thank you so much for being here. We have a great show today. We're taking a lot of questions from Instagram and, of course, some live calls. So thank you for everyone that submitted a question. Thank you for everyone that called into the show. And we will get into that in just a moment. Make sure you drop that hashtag if you know what it is in the comments down below. And a reminder, before we officially kick off, tomorrow is Accountability Monday. So right after today's episode, I'm going to send out that accountability text to members and you can respond and we'll feature those tomorrow in the episode. And of course, we have our Summer Swole specials ending today over at SwoleNormousX.com. So if you're not a member, head on over to SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today. Get access to all of our yoga, nutrition, full programs, masterclasses, and so much more, including all the private live streams. That's what we got for the intro. Now let's bust the nut open. Let's get into today's episode. Are you ready for an epic beast cast? Falcon! Let's do it! All right, fam, hashtag Sunday Swole for a chance to win today's Swole card. Hashtag Sunday Swole. And we'll give away the Swole card at the end of today's episode. Let's get into the questions, fam. If you have a live question, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. And we are going to get started right now. Fam, let's kick it off.
What's in the box?
Let's kick it off with a question from Instagram. Again, if you have live questions in the Telegram chat or on Rumble, you can drop it in the chat. Let's see. First one, we'll take it from Telegram. This one's from Katie. And Katie asks, Papa, where can I use a sauna if I don't belong to the gym? Do I need a home one? Yep. Pretty much it. Maybe there's like some sort of bathhouse, like a place that has sauna and cold plunging. But if you don't belong to a gym, that's going to be a membership or you're buying sessions or something like that. So if you don't have a sauna or you don't have a gym or you don't have a membership to a gym where it has a sauna, that's the only way you're going to be able to get a sauna is to get your own. There's different things you can get. And, you know, if you think long term, depending on your situation, they're much more affordable now than they ever have been before because of their popularity. So that's my thought on the matter. If you don't have access to a sauna, you need to get access to a sauna or find a friend or make friends with someone who has a sauna. That's the best way to do it. That's the best way to do it. All right, let's see.
The little rascal has spirit.
How many of you sauna regularly? How many of you have your own sauna? Let's do that. If you have your own sauna, what are your recommendations? There's good prices for ones from Almost Heaven. Almost Heaven is a good place to get a steam sauna. And just so you know, you don't need to get a 4 or 6 or 8 person sauna. They have 2 person barrel saunas. They have small individual saunas that are much more reasonable. So it's not going to cost you like 10 grand unless you get some fancy thing, but a small one might be a couple $1,000s. Again, it's an investment. It's an investment. I'm not saying everyone will be able to afford one, but you can make payments and things like that. But just the benefits of a sauna in terms of your longevity. So you have to think about what you're exchanging your money for, right? Money is stored energy. Money is stored human energy. And the best thing that you can do with stored human energy is to purchase more opportunity to have stored human energy, to make more quote unquote money, to have more life, right? You can't go back in time. There's no such thing as a time machine at this point. You can't go back in time. So what can you do is you can extend the time that you have. And the benefits of sauna are, you know, if you use a sauna 3-4 times a week, it's something like a 60% reduction in all-cause mortality. It's insane. So you're actually, the investing in a sauna, which might be a couple $1,000s, and then the ability for you to have more life and a more healthier life, it's a good trade-off. It's one, next to physical exercise, it's just fantastic. Okay, let's see. And one of the problems is, even if you have a gym or you have a gym membership and you get it for the sauna, I don't know how many of you have a gym membership out there. Most of you do. It's broken all the time, or it doesn't get hot enough, or it stinks, or it's dirty. It's not cleaned regularly. So that's the only problem with a lot of public, I want to say public gyms, but bigger gyms. You know, you're going to have maybe issues. A lot of times it's so common for the sauna to be out of service, or the steam room. It's always out. It's always out of service. That's my experience with it. Okay. Alondra Zuga. Papa Swolio, best cardio to lose weight.
Because
V-Fox sex is the best cardio to lose weight. There is no best cardio to lose weight because cardiovascular activity has nothing to do with you losing weight. Just you're eating less calories. What I would recommend is building muscle. It's going to improve your metabolism, your bone density, muscle density. You're going to metabolize more fat on a regular basis. So if you want to lose weight, you need to improve your nutrition and lift heavy weights. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it'll help you get rid of fat. It'll help you utilize fat and get rid of fat because that's what you want. You don't want to be flat, skinny. You don't want to be skinny fat. If you want to do that, you're just going to starve yourself and you're going to feel miserable and you're not going to look much different. So you don't want to get skinny fat, build muscle, and you'll lose more fat and you'll be tighter and you have more shape. It's much more attractive to men. Ferrara Nicolas, 1. And I say, and you're like, well, I'm not doing it for men. Of course you are. Of course you are. You're doing it for your attraction to other people or for other people in society. That's just, that's why people take care of themselves. You know, of course you do it for your kids. But at first, if you're not with someone, then yeah, you're doing it for social credibility. Okay. Ferrara Nicolas 1, Papasoli, what do you think about CrossFitters? Interesting question, because this is not, hey, what do you think about CrossFit? What do you think about CrossFitters? Well, we know the only thing worse than a CrossFitter is a vegan CrossFitter, because they don't shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? They don't shut the fuck up. What do I think about CrossFitters? I don't have anything against people that do CrossFit, but I do think, and I've said this many times, that CrossFit is a net positive in fitness. All the gym equipment and stuff that's gotten popular because of CrossFit, but there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues with people doing it. There's a lot of injuries and poor programming and a lot of low quality studios and gyms. And just keep in mind that the concept of CrossFit or how people train for that, there's a lot of gyms out there that pretty much do CrossFit stuff. It's just group exercise. It's just group exercise. There's a lot of gyms out there that don't use the CrossFit name. It'll be like, you know, 305 Fitness, like in Miami or something. I'm sure that's actually a gym, and it'll just be a warehouse where people go and do stuff. They just can't call themselves CrossFit because they're not officially, they don't pay the money for an affiliate and gone through whatever hoops you have to go through for that. Okay. So what do I think about it? I don't really have any thoughts anymore. I don't really want to talk about CrossFit anymore. So I don't have anything against the people. I don't think they're bad people. I just think a lot of people, it's not just the CrossFit. It's just a lot of people do a lot of things that don't get them the results they really want. They'll do things that make them feel exhausted. They do things that challenge themselves. And I think that's what really people that fall in love and really get into CrossFit, it's just they get obsessed with beating the shit up out of themselves. So I do strength training and stuff like that. And I guess by most people's accounts, I quote, beat the shit up out of myself. But I do things for a certain progression. A lot of people that do CrossFit classes, they just want to feel fucking exhausted afterwards. And when we talk about CrossFit, people that try to do the competition for the CrossFit games, that's a whole separate category of people. It's not just people that do CrossFit. That's a whole separate thing. So do what you like, but again, just don't be surprised if you do training that doesn't have any periodization or proper programming or recovery or optimal exercise techniques and stuff that you might not see the progress that you think you're going to get. And you can very likely get injured because there's a high risk of injury from lifting, period. So especially when you're doing CrossFit type shit, the risk just exponentially increases. Papa Swolio, Dennis, thoughts on quail eggs. I don't have thoughts on quail eggs. I don't believe I've ever had a quail egg. I'm not anti-quail or quail egg. I just eat high quality chicken eggs. So no real opinion on what the nutrition is or is quail or quail eggs better in any way. Annie Vajo, a day in the life of the swole. Training, podcast, outside, garden, puppers, Mama Swolio, eating steak. That's sauna, cold plunge, not every day, but that's it. The order changes. Hugo R. DZP, Papa Solia, what is better, eating or no eating before train? Your preference. What I would recommend is don't be consuming tons of protein right before training. That's not really going to help you. So maybe a little carbs, tablespoon of honey, a banana. Some people like to go completely empty stomach first thing in the morning. If you're training at 4 or 5 in the morning, you're not going to necessarily wake up and have a meal. So it really depends on your schedule and your personal preference. Toji and reverse. Papa Solia, why can't I get bigger even though I train Monday through Thursday? This is a terrible question. And I'll explain why, not because the person that asked is a terrible person, but why can't you get bigger even though you train 4 days a week? Okay. What does that have to do with anything getting bigger? What do you do for training? Most people don't train properly. Most people don't eat properly. Most people don't sleep properly. Most people don't X, Y, and Z properly. So that's why. Just because you train doesn't mean you're going to get bigger. The audacity to think that, hey, I go to a gym and I lift 4 days a week. I lift Monday through Thursday. Cool. I remember my first beer. Life doesn't care if you go to the gym 4 days a week. What are you doing at the gym? What are you doing outside the gym? Hidden Wolf, Papa Swolio, getting into jump roping? Start before or after workout? I give less than zero shits about how you program your jump roping. I mean, look, I appreciate people asking me questions, but I don't care. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You're getting into jump roping? That's very exciting. It's very exciting stuff. Look, what's your priority? Do you want to get better at jump roping, or do you want to lift fucking weights, build muscle, and feel, look better, improve all aspects of your fucking life? Jump roping, okay, that's like, you know, we talk about certain things like, hey, cardio is the seasoning. Lifting and proper nutrition is a steak, and then you have the salt. Okay, that could be like the cardio. The jump roping is like the color of the napkin that you use. You know, it's like, I don't fucking care. And I don't, it doesn't matter. Unless you're trying to be a competitive jump roper, that's some interesting goal, fine. But that's going to, if you do it before your workout, what's your priority? If your priority is actually to get healthier, to lose extra body fat, improve your bone density and muscle mass and metabolism and mental health, I recommend focusing on lifting weights and then just do the jump roping on other days or days when you're not lifting. And definitely don't do anything that's going to take away energy and performance from that. That's my point. If jump roping is your top priority, that's a strange thing in my opinion, but hey, it is what it is. That's your life. But again, what's your priority? And make sure whatever your priority is, this goes with any question. This goes with anything that you want to do. Whatever your priority is, make sure things are not getting in the way of that. That's it. If it's your priority, then make it your priority. So don't exhaust yourself before lifting weights. That's my take on it. But so that should answer your question. Arnav, erectile dysfunction. What a name. What a name. Respect.
Because?
Respect. It's a great name. Arnav, erectile dysfunction. It's a very interesting thing to put in your screen name. That's a very... Why can I full stack leg extensions but only squat 60 kilograms? 6'4 and you're 15. I have no idea. Actually, I do have an idea. I mean, leg extension machines depends on the strength curve, depends on your form, your range of motion, depends on how many pulleys are being used, what type of machine it is. Not all machines are the same. That's why some machines feel heavy, some machines feel lighter. Depends on the strength curve, depends on the lever arm. You know, the more pulleys or things that a machine has, the lighter it is. So that's it. Poor muscle coordination, poor form. In my opinion, if you're 15 years old and you're training, you can only squat like 150, focus on your squat. Focus on your squat. Focus on your squat form. Focus on that type of that on that. You probably have skinny legs too, so focus on hack squat, leg press, Smith machine squats, barbell squats. Now there are certain applications. Yesterday I did quads and I did leg extensions first. So there's certain occasions where I will do a leg extension to lead my workout. Sometimes I feel like I want to do that, so I do it. So what I recommend is, depending on your split, like I have a certain split and I have some variability within it. So I'll have different leg workouts, like kind of different options that I do, because I like to be consistent more often than not with a certain workout, with a certain order, with a certain volume for a few weeks before mixing it up. So now lately I've been a little bit more flexible with it, because sometimes I just feel like doing something else, a different exercise. So I'll have like a set protocol. I'll have a set exercise sequence. Like, hey, if I feel like just doing Smith squats, I really want to do Smith squats. You know, this is for my enjoyment too. I do it because I enjoy doing it. So if I want to do something, it's like, no, you can't. I don't want to restrict myself in that sense. If it's just not a good choice, I'm like, okay, I'll do it in a couple of weeks as a main movement for me. But if I feel like doing it, then I'll do a certain sequence. Like, hey, when I do Smith machine, I do Smith, and I do this, the boom, boom, boom. So I'll have a certain flow, and then I can compare it to the previous time that I did that and see if my strength is improving, et cetera, et cetera. All right, fam, hit the thumbs up button. If you're watching on Rumble, make sure hit that thumbs up button. Hit it. The only... The one and only Jake P. Portion control is probably a big one for a lot of people. Cover that? Well, I always do. So again, this is from the broadcast channel and Instagram. So this person doesn't listen to the podcast, so I'm not going to go into deep. Portion control is a byproduct of terrible habits, poor sleep, poor hydration, electrolyte intake, poor food quality. So that's why people overeat. You know, I try to overeat. If you're trying to bulk and build muscle, you guys know this. If you're eating nutrient-dense food, you're trying to overeat, and it's hard. It's hard to overeat, which is why most people don't gain. It's not just the training. It's not just the recovery and the proper program design. If you're absolutely not eating enough food, you are not going to grow. You're not going to build muscle. So it's not just, hey, I went to the gym. Okay, did you eat enough? Every fucking day. Not just like, oh, I ate a lot on Monday, but then I didn't really eat on Tuesday, and I ate a little bit more on Wednesday, and I got a lot on Thursday. You're not going to grow. And you're going to wonder, how come I'm not growing? I'm training Monday through Thursday. Well, your other habits suck. That's why I love training. That's why I love lifting, because it's very objective. You can't lie. You can't lie. You can't have muscle and not put in the work. Even if you take anabolic steroids, you still have to put in the work to build muscle. You don't just take that shit and get big. You might build muscle quicker because of what exogenous hormone intake does, but you still have to lift the weights and lift heavier over time and push yourself. You can't just half-ass workouts and get really big. So fitness and having a physique, you can't fake that. You can't fake that. And if you get like an injection synthol or an implant, you can tell and it looks like shit. And then it's even more pathetic. Adam Crow 95. What are a few of your go-to shoulder exercise for size and strength? Not sure why this is in the thing, but we've answered this before. Sometimes people will ask questions on different platforms, or we might get a repeat. Size and strength, pick a stable exercise, progressively overload it over time. And that's how you build size and strength. You can do that with isolation exercise, with cuff lateral raises. I love those. You can do one arm, you can do dumbbell lateral raises, like slightly leaning forward. You can do dumbbells for posterior deltoid. You could do cable, one arm or two arm posterior deltoid, reverse pec deck. These are all great exercises for shoulders, overhead press. All those exercises are great. It depends on what you need. If you're doing a lot of anterior deltoid and you have a shoulder imbalance and you don't work the middle and the posterior, then you're going to notice it. So everyone needs different things. You don't have to do every body part. You don't have to. I don't do a ton, you know, of anterior deltoid. I don't need to. I do a lot of incline work, which I get a lot of anterior deltoid. Or if I do it, I only need one or two sets. Okay, Buff Bunny Aesthetics. Again, hashtag ask Papa Swole in the chat. And when if we don't have live questions, we get through these. Oh, we got calls. So we'll get into calls in a second. I forgot about that. Buff Bunny Aesthetics, proper squat form because I can't squat properly due to my long waist. What the fuck are you talking about?
Matt Damon.
You have poor mobility. Proper squat form, I'm just going to tell you. Google it, practice, work on your knee, ankle, and your hip mobility. You don't have good mobility. What the fuck is a long waist, bro? Or like, what's a long waist mean? What in the shit are you talking about? You'll be fine. You just need to find a squat that works best for you. And again, sometimes some people might not really build a lot of muscle with a barbell squat because of just how they get into that position. So maybe a Smith machine is better for you. Maybe a hack squat. Maybe leg press works better for you. Like your torso's long, you mean? That's what I meant by like, what the hell are you talking about? Waist. All right. Hashtag ask Papa Sawyer in the comments. We'll get to a call or two and then we'll take some more live questions. AskPapaSawyer.com if you want to call into the show. First one's Adam. Adam is on the line.
Hey, Papa Swalio, how much carbs do you take on a daily basis when you're actually cutting?
I don't know how many carbs I consume. I appreciate the question. I do not know. I don't track my carbs. So I make sure I have a better idea of how much protein I consume, because I'll have like a shake or two, depending if I'm training that day, and I'll be eating steak. I focus on the protein and any fat that comes with that protein, whether it's raw dairy or a steak or eggs, because eggs are protein, but of course there's fat. So I don't really pay attention to the fat either. I just eat fattier sources of animal foods generally, but I get a lot of protein in, and then I'll fill in the gaps because you get some carbs with the raw dairy. If I work out, I'll have like maybe a tablespoon of honey. Maybe I'll have I had a banana before the show. I'll have a couple apples. Maybe I'll have some watermelon or mangoes or things like that, or some white rice. I don't track the carbs. The kind of carbohydrates matters. I'm not a, if it fits your macros type person, but you know, you could play the macros game if you're eating the highest quality food. A lot of people play the macros and eat lower quality food. So you can't do that in this life. It's not smart. You play the macros game without food quality being the first and foremost, the primary, you're going to have a lot of problems in your life. Okay, let's see. Leslie. Is Leslie? Okay. Papa Soy, I'm wanting to get started with the clubs. I watched the master classes last night. I'm wondering if I should get a 5-pound club or smaller to start out with. One club or two clubs? If you're not sure, go lighter. And if you're starting with steel ones, you know, if you're starting with wood, then absolutely go super, 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 super light. You can always get a 5-pound club. You can always get a 3-pound club or a 2-pound club and a 5-pound club. Practice the two, and then when you're confident enough, you could start doing a little bit of the five. Always start lighter with clubs and maces. All right, let's get another call. This one's from Brick Headstrong.
Papa Swolio. Hey, it's Brick Headstrong. Listen, I have a question for you. Okay, okay. The question is, how many reps is too many reps? All right, I'll talk soon.
Did a cartoon character just call me? Was that a cartoon? A cartoon?
You're not making this easy on me, boy.
I feel like that's a cartoon that just called me. I feel like Nick Jr. just called me. How many reps is two reps? Is too many reps? That depends. Depends on the volume, depends on your experience, depends on how close you are going to failure. If you're going to failure, the more reps you do, the closer to failure you need to get. So if you're doing 20 rep sets, you need to go to failure, like absolute failure. The heavier loads you're using, you can get away more. When I say get away, you can just get the same stimulus or an equal or maybe even better stimulus. You get a better stimulus to fatigue ratio. What that means is if you're going super heavy and you're doing 5 reps, but you're leaving maybe one in the tank, or maybe you're just, you don't have any in the tank and you're accurately assessing that. And if you tried another rep, you would fail, but you didn't attempt this at the last rep. So let's say you're doing 4 to 6 rep sets with 0 to 1 reps in reserve. That's better. That's better, in my opinion. In other words, you won't incur as much fatigue than if you're doing sets of like 20 reps to failure. Let's say you're getting the same hypertrophic response. You're exhausting yourself a lot more by doing 20 rep sets. So the higher rep sets you do, the more of a requirement absolute failure is. And if you're going really light doing super high reps, it's really hard to assess like reps in reserve because it's very light. You might be able to get like 3 more, and then like you just did all this work and fatigue and you didn't actually create any more. You just didn't overload, or you didn't create enough mechanical tension. So for example, if I'm doing, let's say I'm doing a, what do you guys think would build more muscle for my biceps? Just think logically, right? I'm doing curls. So I grabbed 30 pound dumbbells. And I did a set of 25 reps of bicep curls. Okay. Or if I grabbed 50s or 60s and did 6 reps, and I just barely got that last one, 6-1. The reason why the second one is better because you are able to, the mechanical tension is greater. You're overloading the muscles more. It's less stressful on your central nervous system because you did a quarter of the amount of work. Okay. So if you're going that heavy, I did have a 7th one. But because the load was so great, the benefit is still there because of the increase in the load. If I'm grabbing 20 or 30 pounds, I can't leave one in the tank. You're not going to get the same type of neural response. You're not going to get the same type of adaptation. So how many reps is too much? That depends. But because you could build muscle, and I want to make that clear, you could build muscle with a lot of different reps, rep ranges. You could build muscle with 15 rep sets, of course. You could build muscle with 20. But the question is, let's say you have to go to absolute failure. All right. Think about a workout. You ready? Let's do 4 sets in a workout. right? Let's just do two exercises, two sets each. In one workout, you did four sets of 20 reps to failure. Four sets of 20. Versus in the other workout, you did four sets, you did 20 reps total. You did 20 reps total. You did four sets of five. You're going to be much less exhausted after the first workout. You overload your muscles a lot more. There was a lot more of that central nervous system response. That mechanical tension was much more extreme. You're able to load the muscles, load the system a lot more. So I'm just saying, like, the amount of work you do six sets of 20 reps, 120 repetitions, and you have to go to absolute failure. So what if you did six sets of five reps, you did 30 reps total, and you have like, you had like one in the tank. So you didn't go to absolute failure. The difference is that last rep, if you're accurately assessing failure and you're literally failing that last rep, or you like the amount of systemic fatigue that last rep incurs. Like, let's say you go to zero RIR. You didn't attempt the last rep, that last one. You guys know the last rep in a set. Let's say you get it. Okay. And you get it all the way up. The amount of energy, the amount of fatigue that you incur for that last rep is so much more than the three, four, five before it. You're getting hypertrophic benefits from the first four reps or so. That last one, you have to be very careful, because that the amount of energy you expend and the amount of stress on the system for that very, 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 very last rep can be unnecessary. It can be too much. It can be not worth the reward. So maybe if you feel yourself, you're overtraining, you're exhausted, maybe you leave that last one out and you leave one in the tank, you're going to get a lot more fatigued. You're going to be a lot more able to recover. But the problem is, a lot of people think that they have one more and they really have three or four, or they think they don't have any more and they have three more. So then they don't get gains and like, well, it's not enough volume, I need to do more. Well, you might not be doing it properly for that volume. See what I'm saying? It's very hard to, because how do you know? How do you know how many more reps you have if you don't do them? And this comes with experience. So I know when I do one more, I know when I have like zero, sometimes I think I'm wrong. But I can pretty accurately be like, okay, I know, maybe if I'm doing like a leg press and I hold it at the top, if I rest like 20 seconds, of course I can get another rep. But you should, that's kind of cheating. That's like rest. That's like another set. It's like a drop set because you're resting too long. So I can usually be like, all right, I can't get another one. Maybe I got one more. But if I'm loading heavy enough, it doesn't matter if I could have done one more. I would know, okay, I know I can't get two. So if I get the last one, I'm like, I got it all the way up, I'll lock it and put it down. Yesterday I did this and I was like, maybe I had one more, maybe. Either I had one more, I would have failed. But it's possible that I had one more. That's the most important thing. For me, it's like a 0 to 1. It's very hard to get that last one. Sometimes you get to know, all right, there's no way that if I do another one or I attempt it, there's no way I'm getting it up. But even if you do, if you're going heavy enough and you had one more in the tank, if you're going heavy enough, it doesn't matter. You're just shaving off a little fatigue and you're still getting the proper stimulation. Just keep in mind in the Daily Swole Telegram chat, when it comes to clubs, if you're getting the steel ones, the 2 pounders will be plastic. I'm not sure if the 3 pounders are plastic. The 4 pounders that you find on Amazon, I would go lighter. If you're doing steel club, you want to go do a 2 or 3 pounders, get used to it. Remember, clubs, you need to be doing, there's going to be a lot of trial and error. You don't want to hit yourself in the head with a fucking 5 pound club. Go very light, get your joints and your fingers used to it. Trust me, you got to do tons and tons of reps. You need a lot of volume, but there's a lot of light work. And if you're getting wood, they're more expensive, but a lighter weight will be a bigger club. So you get more of that whip effect. You get a lot more of the actual practice from a club, from a wood one, but you're going to pay more for it, of course. All right, let's go brick headstrong. All right, let's get into another call. All right, one more. So askpapasfolio.com if you want to call into the show. This one's from Jose. Is Jose a cartoon character?
Hi, Papasfolio. This is not a question. I just want to thank you.
Uh-oh.
Because watching your videos motivate me to go to the gym. I was about 140 kilos. And now my weight is 115. So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, dude, you're welcome. I was like, this guy from Costa Rica? He goes, not the question. I was like, Now that's great. Fantastic. 100 and what do you say? 140 kilos down to 115. So it's 25 kilos. That's like 50, 60 pounds. Fantastic. Good for you, dude. Good for you. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. You're very welcome. Very welcome. All right, let's do one more. Last chance for questions. Drop in the chat. This one's from Top G. Is it Andrew Tate? Is Andrew Tate calling to the show?
I've been going to the gym every single day and have 2 day rest day. Yeah, that's it. And I'm 75 kilos. Who can bench press 60? And I'm 16 years old. Yeah.
All right, Top G and D. Let's get you America. Good for you. Good for you. All right. Cool. You didn't have to, just so you guys know, you didn't have to call in and the testimonials, but yeah, I'm all about it. I like it. I like it. I appreciate that. I thought we were going to get something like, Papa Swolio, I see the bulge in your pants. I want to see what it is. Show me your feet, Papa Swolio. At least it wasn't something like that. At least it wasn't something like that. All right, fam, let's give away today's Swole card. Thanks for being here. Tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern time. Reminder, tomorrow's live stream is 12 noon. We'll be sending out that Swole text, that accountability Swole text after today's episode. So a little bit later this afternoon, you can expect that text. And I do want to respond. How exactly are you going to execute on the promise you're making to yourself this week? What are you working on? I will send that out to members this afternoon. Fam, today, last day for Sunday Swole. Please go to SwoleNormousX.com, join the fam, get access to all of our private live streams. But not only that, you get access to the 90-day dash program, Swole Season program, Swole Mastery program. What else we got here? Scorched Earth program, Maximum Swole program, Shoulder Awareness program, Glute Awareness program, Hip Mobility Masterclass, Knee Mobility Masterclass, Ankle Mobility Masterclass, all the other masterclasses in that section, Nutrition Masterclasses. We got 400 yoga and mobility classes, and we're always adding stuff. So go check it out, SwoleNormousX.com, Summer Swole Specials going on right now, ends today, and of course tomorrow's live stream is at 12 noon Eastern time. The sale sucked me in, Lavash. You know what really sucked you in, Lavash. You know what really sucked you in.
Boom shakalaka!
You know.
Because
Lavash says, I joined, the sale sucked me in. No, this knowledge cock sucked you in, like a tractor beam. It's the absolute mass and the girth of the knowledge cock that just pulled you in as a result of gravity. Mass attracts mass. And let me tell you, some mass. Nah, like, it's just the girth. It's the girth. It's the girth. Gravity. Look, it's science. It's science. I don't make the rules. I don't know.
Attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science.
It is what it is, you know? All right, let's give away today's Swole card. Sunday Swole. Here we go. Falcon, take us away. Pick me a winner. Pick me a winner. Come on, Sunday Swole. Who's it going to be? Yeah. All right, today's winner is, drum roll. Today's winner is our very own Loretta. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Look at you. Look at you. All right, Loretta, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card, 2914, the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. That's fantastic. Congratulations, Loretta, says Leslie. So, golf clap. We'll take a couple soundboard requests. A very nice, chill Sunday. Thanks for being here, fam. We'll see you tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern time. 12 noon Eastern time.
crucifixion was good. Out of the door, lying on the left, one cross each.
And by the way, you know, I shit on the stand. And it get hot. I got hairy legs.
That's fucking bullshit.
That turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
Dainty man.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Shut up, bitch.
Smooth. Very, very smooth stuff. Very classy. I'm learning a lot from you right now, dude.
I've contained my rage for as long as possible, but I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves! Be gone, vile man! Be gone from me!
Look at the puppers. Look at the pupper man. Aww. Taunt him out. I'm gonna tickle his toe beans. Coast to coast. Yeah, swinging it right. It's all in the hips. They don't lie. They don't lie. They never have. And they never will. All right. We'll see you tomorrow for the Accountability Monday episode. It's going to be awesome. New releases, fam. New releases. Merch Monday. Tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern time. 12 noon. Be there. Be right here. Episode 2915. Looking forward to it. All right, beaches. SwolenArmistX.com for that special. Ends today. Peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose. Your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad.